This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Does this make you want to order a cocktail?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Little parasol in there. The original Mai Tai. We don't see them with it.
All right, this is a list, an article off of Reddit. The dumbest things that doctors have heard from their patients.
Okay.
The dumbest things that doctors have heard from their patients. A guy showed up to the emergency room with a small cut, but there was red powder all over his hand. It turned out he put paprika on it to stop the bleeding. The paprika will not stop the bleeding, by the way.
Where did you even hear that?
I don't know. A lady called the doctor to ask if her hemorrhoid cream would still work while she was on vacation because she read you were only supposed to apply it locally. This is like a bad Henny Youngman joke. Wow. Someone had a cut that was seriously infected. It turned out they had rubbed dirt into it because they heard it would stimulate an immune response.
Ah. I heard on the internet.
That
I saw
is
a YouTube video.
So
said dirt. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
You know, and you get that wound, just rub some dirt in it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So stupid. Doctor mentioned that his back was hurting, and the person he was talking to immediately told him he had spine cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
That was not true. And then finally this one. A woman read that drinking your own pee was a good idea.
Ah!
From that point forward, they only drank their own pee.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any of yours, Rick. I'm sticking to my own.
No other beverages.
Oh my gosh.
Pee.
Yes.
Quickly ended up in the hospital with kidney problems.
Yeah.
And then finally this, Shelley. You have a baby on the way.
Uh-huh.
A baby was brought in with a really bad diaper rash. Mother had been pouring water into the brand new diapers before even putting them on the baby. Because she saw people on TV doing it.
Oh no!
You know how they always pour water into diapers?
Yeah.
Oh, man. She thought that's how you used them. Yeah, that'll give you a rash.
Yeah.
That poor thing.
Alrighty.
Kid's got a life cut out for him.
You know, if it's this level of medical care that you're after, may I suggest?
Hi, honey. I'm home. How's your cold?
Terrible. I'm so stuffed up. I couldn't smell a dead skunk fart.
Oh, maybe you should see a doctor.
We can't afford that. Just one doctor visit can cost hundreds of dollars. I'll just stick with the tried and true. Good old-fashioned chicken soup and a hot Vicks enema. Now, give me a hand with this bag, would you?
Hey, are the skyrocketing costs of healthcare causing you to avoid much-needed medical treatment? Hello, I'm Victor Delvecchio, and 10 years ago, when my skills as a veterinarian led me to take up taxidermy, I knew it was time for a career change, and that's why I started Almost a Doctor, our nation's only chain of almost doctor's offices, where you'll be treated by people who were almost doctors.
Awesome.
Now you may ask, Vic, is Almost a Doctor safe? And I may answer, hey, you want to get better or what? Now shut your cannoli hole and jump up on a workbench. At Almost a Doctor, you'll receive the same care and attention generally reserved for people who are waiting to have cable TV installed. From a staff of people who are almost doctors in their respective fields. Internal medicine, dentistry, veterinary science, chiropractic, philosophy, and some guy from the rug doctor. But what you won't get is any of that condescending doctor talk. Because I can pretty much guarantee that you're probably a lot smarter than any of the dropout chuckleheads I got working here. Okay? And of course, every visit to Almost a Doctor includes almost a diagnosis and almost a cure. So what are you waiting for? Patient first going to have a sale? I don't think so. Almost a Doctor. You'll be almost better or almost dead in no time. Am I right? You bet I am.
Thank you, Vic. Appreciate it, brother.